Let's begin our journey with three cleansing breaths. That's right. Just bringing in the cool, clean air and releasing any tensions we might be feeling in our bodies. I'm going to count down from 10 to 1. And as I say the number, open your eyes and then close them again. Begin by closing your eyes. 10, opening your eyes and closing them again. 9, letting go, allowing yourself to feel relaxed. 8, feeling a wave of relaxation starting at the top of your head and rolling down. 7, remembering to open and then close your eyes with each number. 6, remembering to forget anything but the feeling of relaxation. 5, imagining being twice as relaxed as you were. 4, opening and closing, feeling the wave of relaxation roll over you once more. 3, allowing all tensions to flow out of your fingers and your toes. 2, watching the tension slip away from you like clouds drifting away. 1, so very, very relaxed, enjoying this time because you are exactly where you need to be. Nothing is being asked of you, and you have nothing that you need to do right now except focus on the sound of my voice, enjoying the peacefulness of the music in the background. Journey back with me to a time when you were 4, 5, or maybe 6 years old, and someone read you a story. Maybe it was a teacher, and you sat with your legs crossed on the floor. And for a moment, you forgot there was anyone but you and the sound of your teacher's voice. Or maybe you were tucked into bed and your mother or father was reading you a bedtime story. I don't know who was reading to you, but you do. And do you remember that as they read to you, your mind wandered off and you could see the princess or the toad like they were in the room, and you felt safe and warm and you were fully immersed in the story? Let's go there now. I'm going to share with you a few stories, and for this time, you can just enjoy the stories and allow your subconscious to decide what the stories mean for you. The first story I'm going to share with you is the story of the monks on a journey. The story goes that there were two monks traveling together, a senior and a junior. They came to a river with a strong current where a young woman was waiting, unable to cross alone. She asks the monks if they would help her cross the river. Without a word, and in spite of the sacred vow he'd taken not to touch women, the older monk picks her up, crosses, and sets her down on the other side. The younger monk joins them across the river and is aghast that the older monk has broken his vow, but doesn't say anything. An hour passes as they travel on. then 2 hours, then 3. Finally, the now quite agitated younger monk can stand it no longer. "Why did you carry that woman? When we took a vow as monks not to touch women." The older monk replies, "I set her down hours ago by the side of the river. Why are you still carrying her?" Letting go can be hard, but letting go is an essential skill for resilience, isn't it? Here's another story that I love. A farmer was returning from the market with his donkey. He decided to take a detour so his donkey could graze for a while in a green pasture and he could take a nap. But he was unfamiliar with the field and his donkey fell into a deep well. He tried and tried, but he just couldn't pull that poor donkey out of the well. He didn't feel right about just abandoning it, so he decided to put the donkey out of its misery and bury it alive. He started shoveling dirt onto the donkey from above, and as the donkey felt the load, he would shake it off and step on it. The farmer continued to shovel dirt and soon began to realize just what was happening. Every time the donkey shook it off, he stepped up. The more dirt that was shoveled, the higher the donkey rose, until finally it and the farmer were able to continue on to rest in the green pasture. Sometimes, shaking things off is the answer. It's another way of letting go, isn't it? Here is one more story that I think you will enjoy. Once upon a time, a daughter complained to her mother that her life was miserable, and she didn't know how she was going to make it. She was tired of fighting and struggling all the time. It seemed just as one problem was solved, another one soon followed. Her mother, a chef, took her to the kitchen and said, "I want to show you something." She filled 3 pots with water and placed each on a high fire. Once the 3 pots began to boil, she placed potatoes in one pot, eggs in the second pot, and the ground coffee beans in the 3rd pot. She then let them sit and boil without saying a word to her daughter. The daughter moaned and impatiently waited, wondering what her mother was doing. After 20 minutes, her mother turned off the burners. She took the potatoes out of the pot and placed them in a bowl. She pulled the eggs out and placed them in another bowl. She then ladled the coffee out and placed it in a cup. Turning to her daughter, she asked, "Daughter, what do you see?" "Potatoes, eggs, and coffee," she hastily replied. "Look closer," she said, "and touch the potatoes." The daughter did and noted that they were soft. The mother then asked her to take an egg and break it. After pulling off the shell, she observed the hard-boiled egg. Finally, she asked her daughter to sip the coffee. Its rich aroma brought a smile to her daughter's face. "Mother, what does this mean?" she asked. Mother then explained that the potatoes, the eggs, and coffee beans had each faced the same adversity, the boiling water. The boiling water had changed them. However, each one reacted differently. The potato went in strong, hard, and unrelenting, but in boiling water, it became soft and weak. The egg was fragile, with the thin outer shell protecting its liquid interior until it was put in the boiling water. Then the inside of the egg became hard. However, the ground coffee beans were unique. After they were exposed to the boiling water, they changed the water and created something new. My question to you is, which one are you? Potatoes, eggs, or coffee beans? Stories are a wonderful way of understanding our world. The next time you encounter a challenge, one of these stories will come to mind, and it will guide you to a better result. It's time now to leave this special place and return to your activities for the day. I'm going to count up from 1 to 3, and when I reach 3, you will be fully alert and ready to return to your day. If you are listening to this before you go to sleep, you can just drift off. 1, noticing your toes and the fabric of the chair. 2, stretching your neck and wiggling your fingers. And 3, feeling fully alert and ready to go on with your day. Take a little time to reorient yourself. Take care.